Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 6, year B. Today we also celebrate Father's Day. Our readings today: 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 34 to chapter 16, verse 13. Psalm 20, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 6 to 17. And the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is Mighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is the Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and forever. Amen. Lord, we are sometimes afraid when we come to worship You. Whenever we are aware of Your mighty presence, we feel utterly overwhelmed by the power of Your love. Though it strengthens and encourages us, we know that it is Your love that calls us to witness and to service. It is Your love that sends us out into all the world. It is Your love that touches and changes us, and, as with Abraham, sends us on a journey of faith and obedience. Your love calls and sends us, and it is only when we listen for Your call and respond to Your sending that we can possibly reach the destination which, by Your grace through the Holy Spirit, You are leading us towards. Amen. We have our hymn, CPWI 412, Faith of Our Fathers Living Still.
Oh,
We pray the collect for Proper 6, followed by a prayer for fathers, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, you entrusted your Son Jesus, the child of Mary, to the care of Joseph, an earthly father. Bless all fathers as they care for their families. Give them strength and wisdom, tenderness and patience. Support them in the work they have to do, protecting those who look to them as we look to you for love and salvation through Jesus Christ, our rock and defender. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son Jesus to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, What is in Your Heart? What is in your heart? Saul, the first king of Israel, lost favor with God because of his disobedience. He and the prophet Samuel parted ways. However, Samuel grieved for Saul as they separated themselves from each other. The Lord instructed Samuel to go to the house, to go to the town of Bethlehem, to the house of a man called Jesse, for the Lord had selected a new king from among his sons. Jesse was the son of Boaz and Ruth. Samuel is afraid, for Saul is still king, and anointing his successor could be viewed as an act of treason, which is punishable by death. The Lord instructs Samuel to travel to Bethlehem under the pretense of offering a sacrifice. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me the one whom I name to you. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 2b and 3. Jesse and his sons are invited to the sacrifice. As the sons of Jesse pass before Samuel one by one, he attempts to discern which son has been chosen by the Lord. When Samuel saw Eliab, the firstborn, he looks at him and sees a kingly appearance. He concludes that because of his appearance and the fact that he is the firstborn, he must be the one. Samuel is mistaken. When they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16, verses 6 and 7. a very significant difference between God and humankind. God is able to look at the heart of the individual. The heart, the seat of our thoughts, words, and actions. The heart, the essence of who we are. Jesus in the Beatitudes proclaims, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. The first great commandment calls us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Jesus warns us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke 12, 34. Jesus affirms, it is what comes out of a person that defiles, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Mark chapter 7, verse 21a. God eventually instructs Samuel to choose the son who was not present but had to be sent for, as he was the youngest but he was keeping the sheep. 1 Samuel 16 verse 11b. Samuel anoints the young shepherd boy David, who is described as a man after God's own heart. As God looks at our heart, what does God see? A heart of stone or a heart of love? In our gospel today, Jesus shares two of the 40 parables found in the gospels. He is teaching the large crowd gathered along the shore of the Sea of Galilee from a boat. He uses parables to teach them about the nature of the kingdom. The first parable, the parable of the seed, which is found only in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise day and night, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come. Mark 4, verses 28 to 29, 26 to 29. The farmer does two things. He sows and he reaps. He does not cause the seed to sprout and grow. He does not even know how it does these things. He goes about his business until the harvest. In the parable of the mustard seed, Jesus points out that when sown upon the ground, it is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the largest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make their nest in its shade. Mark 4 verses 31b and 32. Both parables speak of small beginnings and large endings. As we reflect on our seeds, small entities growing into large trees, and the fact that God looks at the heart, we are reminded that small seeds can be planted in our hearts. We can choose to plant seeds of hatred, anger, greed, or deceit, and they will grow into large trees of hatred, anger, greed, or deceit. as they are nourished by our environment and lead us down the path of sin and eternal death. On the other hand, as we commit to being disciples of Christ, as we become a new creation, we can plant the seeds of the Spirit of God and therefore reap a harvest of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Paul affirms there is no law against such things. Galatians 5:22. When God looks at our heart, what does God see? A harvest of negative aspects of our human nature? What Paul describes as the works of the flesh: fornication, impurity, idolatry, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, factions, envy, drunkenness, to name a few. What seeds have we planted in our heart? Remember, after it is planted, the seed grows without our help, but we reap the harvest. Remember, when you reap, you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Paul invites us, so let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time. So then, whenever we have opportunity, let us work for the good of all. Galatians 6:7-10. Brothers and sisters, beware of the seeds we sow in our heart, for we will reap the harvest. Remember, God does not see as mortals see. Mortals look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. Amen. Let us pray. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, your love urges us on. Give your church confidence to trust in your new creation. Bring to fulfillment the promises of your kingdom. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, your love sits in judgment over the deeds, whether good or evil. Search the hearts of all and inspire the course of justice and concord. We will trust in your name. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, your love grows within us as a seed germinates in the ground. Bring to full bloom the flowering of your grace. May we all delight in the shade and protection of your favor. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, your love holds us through all challenges, trials, and tribulations. Look in compassion on all who cry for relief in their suffering. Grant that we may tell of your loving kindness all the day long. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. Lord, your love raised Jesus from the dead for our salvation. As our old nature passes away, bring us into your new order. Remember us in your kingdom of mercy. We will wait for the Lord. Our hope is in your word. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Hymn Songs of Fellowship, number 58. Change my heart, O God.
Make it ever true. change my heart, oh God.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth. Give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. And we wish all fathers a very special Father's Day, and we pray that as fathers we will continue to do the task that God has set before us, to bring up God's children to know God and to love God in God's Son Jesus Christ, and to fulfill God's purpose for their lives. We pray that you will have a spirit-filled, productive week and enjoy the Labor Day holiday on Wednesday. We leave you with the hymn, Songs of Fellowship 197, A New Creation, followed by a tribute to fathers.
Creation, no more in condemnation, here in the grace of God I stand. brothers together.
My heart is overflowing. My love just keeps on growing. Here in the grace of God I stand.
Everyone together.